If your kids haven't been tuning in to the Safari Quiz Show, they've been missing the coolest hour on radio, and they've been missing the chance to win prizes. The Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by Safari Kid, live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja. I'm your host Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after school program. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways: on the radio on 1550 AM. Then you go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button, and you can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. And if you want to participate on this show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. That's safarikidca.com. And the email to reach us is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Today's show is recorded, not live, because I'm off on vacation. It's our last recorded show. When I will be back next week with an all-listeners special. So I know everybody who typically calls in to our live shows to answer our listener questions is going to be a little disappointed today. So we have a special for you. At the end of all the three rounds, I will be asking a listener question, and you can answer it by email to win prizes. I'll tell you more as we get going. Right now, I'm sweating in the Indian heat and missing the Bay Area a lot. But let's go over the rules one more time for the benefit of the contestants in the studio. We have three segments of 15 questions each, not 10. It's a special 15 question round because we don't have the listener question. So I think our kids here have the opportunity to score lots and lots of points. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass, and there's no penalty for passing a question. Okay, so today's contestants are Sahil, Anush, and Ambrish. Let's meet our first contestant. Hi, Sahil.
Hi, my name is Sahil. I'm in fifth grade, and my hobbies are doing homework and playing outside.
You're the first kid who ever said that doing homework was a hobby. You really like doing homework?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Which subject do you like the best?
I like social studies the best.
Social studies. So do you see doing more history?
History, yes.
History is fun? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Maybe you let us know, now that I know that, maybe we can come back for a special episode where we have history as one of the categories. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our next contestant is Anush. Welcome to the show, Anush.
Hi, my name is Anush. I'm 10 years old. I'm in fifth grade in Warwick Elementary. And my hobbies are playing on my phone and playing outside.
So, Anush, you're in fifth grade at Warwick. So, a couple of weeks ago, we had the girls from fifth grade. And before that, we had the boys from 5th grade at Warwick. So, were they all your friends?
What's their names?
There was, I believe, Naina, Abhishek. Any of those names ring a bell?
No.
No, but I have to say that I have a lot of kids coming to the show from Warwick Elementary. And that's wonderful because Warwick is getting really well prepared for when we finally have our inter-school competition. So, that's great, Anush. Welcome to the show. Our last contestant today is Ambrish. Welcome to the show, Ambrish.
My name is Ambrish, and I'm 9 years old. I'm in third grade, and my hobby is playing with my dog, Max.
Your dog, Max. What fun. I have a dog, too. What breed is Max?
He's a Chihuahua mixed with a Terrier, but he's mostly like Chihuahua.
You have to speak a little closer to the mic, Ambrish, otherwise our listeners won't be able to hear you. So he's a small, furry dog.
Yeah.
Is he brown?
No, he's black.
Oh, he's black. What fun. So does he shed a lot?
My mom doesn't let him in the house because she doesn't really like dogs, but he doesn't shed a lot.
Where does he stay? Does he have a dog house outside the house?
Yeah, he has two. One of them was when he was like a really small pup, mm-hmm. and then another one is waterproof, like a dog house where you can enter and go out.
You can enter and go out. That's cool. Does he mind, or he's got used to being outside the house?
He's used to it.
He's used to it. So whenever you get the chance, you go outside and play with him.
Yeah, because my mom won't allow him in the house.
Wow, you are such a good dog owner, I have to say. That's wonderful, and I'm sure Max appreciates your love a lot. So, are we ready to play today's game?
Yes!
And our first category is animals beginning with the letter D. Animals beginning with the letter D. Hands on buzzers, remember, 10 points. And please guess. I encourage it in all my contestants because people who guess typically end up winning. So the first question in our category animals beginning with the letter D is sea mammal that's supposed to be very smart.
Dolphin.
Dolphin is right. 10 points to Anoush. Question number 2. Australian wild dog.
Devil Tasmanian.
Oh no, that is not correct. And that would be... Question passes to Ambrish. But first, I know Sahil now owes me 5 points. He doesn't have any points yet, but he has -5. So, Ambrish, what's your answer?
Dingo.
A dingo, says the dog owner. Absolutely correct. 5 points to Ambrish. So, the question will pass in an anti-clockwise direction. Okay, so after Sahil, Ambrish, then Anoush, and then Sahil again. All right. Question number 3. Donald, Huey, Dewey, and Louie are this.
Ducks
is right. 10 points to Anoush again. Question number 4. The golden form of this animal was chased by Rama in the Ramayana. The golden form of this animal was chased by Rama. In fact, it was the beginning of the war. Because it was actually a Rakshasa in that... who had taken the form of this animal. Ramayana, no, does not ring a bell. The answer is a deer. A deer, the golden deer. Oh. Remember, animal beginning with a D. How many animals are begin with a D? It's not that difficult. Question number 5. Female deer.
Doe.
Doe is right. 10 points to Anoush. Do you know the song Doe a Deer from Sound of Music?
Doe, a deer,
a female deer. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Question number 6. Prehistoric reptile.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur is right. 10 points. So 5 points to him because he owes us 5 points. Okay. Question number 7. When someone's not very smart, they are called this animal.
Donkey.
Donkey is right. And very unfair to both the donkey and the person being called names. So don't call anybody names, please. Question number 8. Mythical animal that breathes fire.
Dragon.
Dragon is right. Anoush is on fire. 10 points. Yes, everybody's buzzer is very important. You have to hit the buzzer really fast. Question number 9. Small insects that make balls of poop.
Dragonfly.
5 points for jumping the gun. Small insects that make balls of poop and roll it to their nests. Small insects that make balls of poop. And roll it to their nest. I know, it's really funny. But these are really smart animals. And when you see the insect is like, yay, small. And the ball of poop is like, yay, big. So it's really funny watching them.
And it's in a farm.
Who's next for the buzzer?
It'll be...
Sahil.
Pass.
And question passes to Ambrish.
I don't know.
Ambrish passes too, and the answer is a dung beetle. A dung beetle.
The one that takes care of the farm and rolls
it. On, but I don't know what a dung beetle is.
Okay, question number 10. Male duck.
Male duck.
A male duck. A male...
A goose.
Oh, no. A goose is a completely different animal. 5 points back.
I don't think that's it.
A male duck is a drake. It's a drake. Okay, 11. Cool. Don't worry, 5 more questions. A bird that's a symbol of peace.
A dove.
A dove is right. 10 points to Sahil. He's back in the positive territory. Question number 12. Dog with spots that's often the mascot for firefight.
Dalmatian.
Dalmatian. 10 points to Ambrish. Question number 13. Large marine mammal like a manatee.
Wait. Dugong?
It's a dugong. Yes, oh. 10 points to Ambrish. Question number 14. Insect with big eyes, strong wings, and can hover...
Mm-hmm. Dragonfly.
Dragonfly. This time it's dragonfly. Can hover like a helicopter. Question 15. Carnivorous marsupial found in Tasmania.
Devil Tasmanian.
Tasmanian devil. Correct. Absolutely. 15. That was our last question. And our animals beginning with a D round. Everybody gave it a really good shot. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing. But before that, let me explain again that we won't have our listener challenge question today because it's a recorded show. But we will have a question at the end of the show that you can answer by email. So keep listening. And now the kids are going to give us the Safari Quiz Show cheer. Jieja,
Sawal Kieja!
Hey, Anju, do you know any good preschool and after-school program where I can put my kids? Why don't you send them to Safari Kid? My children love it and are very happy there. They are an international school and they have 11 locations in the Bay Area. Right now, my kids are enrolled in their summer camp. They have different options like sports camp, junior scientist camp, young chefs, Lego robotics. Your kids can learn drama, public speaking, creative writing. They offer fun and exciting field trips, art and crafts, and exciting on-site magic show, puppet show, live reptile show, etc. once a week.
Wow, that sounds interesting. But how do I enroll my kids?
Visit safarikidca.com or call them at 510-324-1743. They have a very sweet and cooperative staff.
डर हो के चीट किया तो सारे तारे बोले गिली गिली अखा मेरी बात तेरी बात ज्यादा बात है बुरी बात खाली में कंडोरा लेकर आलू भात मुड़ी भात मेरे भी जगी जी ने रिपीट किया तो साला मैंने तेरे मुंह पे मारा मुक्का हवा में हवा ना देखा ढिम का बला ना देखा दीन का दिंगा लगा के शेर का घुरा ना देखा पूरी दुनिया का गोल गोल चक्कर लेके मैंने दुनिया को मारा धक्का बॉलीवुड हॉलीवुड वेरी वेरी जॉली गुड राई के पहाड़ पर तीन फुटा लीली फुट मेरे पीछे किसी ने रिपीट किया तो साला मैंने तेरे मुंह पे मारा मुक्का याशी के मन में से खुद को मोड़ना जानना कंबल बेबचा ये शर्म का ओढ़ना जानना जिद पकड़ के खड़ा है कम वक्त छोड़ना जानना बदतमीज दिल बदतमीज दिल मानना मानना बदतमीज दिल बदतमीज दिल बदतमीज दिल मानना
Thank you. Safari Kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking, reading, and poetry. After school, I do my homework, Vedic math, spelling bee, and robotics. I love Safari Kids, and I know you will too.
With 11 locations in the Bay Area and 3 locations in Canada, Safari Kids offer customized preschool programs, Smart Cubs science program, and much more. Their after-school programs have chess, computers, Hindi and Spanish learning, and they also provide children with extra Safari Kid packets which are customized according to each child's needs. Do register for the gate and star testing preparation on weekends. Visit safarikidca.com or call 510-324-1743.
Host Vidya, this is the Safari Quiz Show. We're back after our first episode, our first round, which was the animals beginning with a D. In the studio are Sahil, Anush and Ambrish, and let's see how everybody is doing with their scores so far. Sahil, how many points do you have?
I have 10.
You have 20.
What, 20, sorry.
Ambrish, no, Sahil needs a math category now to, to stymie him. Anush, how many points do you have?
55.
Anush is doing really well with 55 points. And Ambrish, how many points do you have?
25.
25. It may seem that Anush has a big lead, but remember, we have 30 more questions. So it's absolutely anybody's game at this point. And so far in our recorded shows, I've been noticing that the first round is really no indicator of the final winner, because so much changes between that and the last round. So are we ready for our second category?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Our second category is American phrases, common American phrases. Don't worry, these are all very easy. I know everybody's nervous about this, but it's not that complicated.
I'm gonna go leave.
Are we ready for our first question? Do you need a break?
No.
No, okay. Question number one. When you're in a tough spot, you're between a rock and this. When you're in a tough spot, you say, I'm between a rock and this. I see it's flummoxed our kids here. You're between a rock and a hard place. That means, you know, there's another one called between the devil and the deep blue sea. I mean, neither option is really good. That's what it means.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Question number two. When something is not difficult, you say it's as easy as
cake.
Oh, very close, but not correct. Oh,
man.
5 points. Question passes to Sahil. Very close. It's as easy as
pass.
Passes to Ambrish. Take a chance.
As easy as a
No, Ambrish is blanking on it too. It's as easy as pie.
I knew it.
Oh, easy as pie.
I say that so much in school.
Okay. I know. It's easy as pie. Okay, question number three. Finish this quote, phrase. If you can't stand the heat, if you can't stand the heat,
that's it.
Then you have to finish it.
Oh.
If you can't stand the heat, what do you have to do? Stay out of the kitchen. If you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen.
Because the cooking is like...
Yeah, if you can't stand... That means if something is too hard for you, don't attempt it. Which is not a great saying, yeah. Question number four. When you're happy, you're on this numbered cloud. Which cloud are you in? Cloud what? Yes.
Nine.
10 points to Anush. Good job.
How did you know that?
Question number five. When you're having a really good time partying, you're supposed to be painting the town this color. He's painting the town. She's painting the town. Which color? When you're partying, when you're having a big party. I think the parents all listening to this show are saying, we know this answer. I wish we could answer. I think we have to have a parent show sometime. And I'm calling on parents right now. Now, if you think that you would do better than the kids on the show, please sign up. Write parent where it says what your grade is, and we'll set you up with other parents, and we'll see whether you do better than the kids. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
No, that'll be awesome. That's a serious challenge, actually. That's a serious request. Parents, we would love to do a show with grown-ups. So if you think that you have what it takes and you have fun quizzing, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com or go and register at safarikidca.com. Meanwhile, the answer to this question, if you're having a really good time partying, you're supposed to be painting the town red.
Red. I was thinking it was pink. I thought it was purple.
Lots of colors. Painting the town in a rainbow color. Question number 6. When someone tells secrets, they are said to spill what? He spilled the...
Beans,
exactly. Good job. 10 points to Sahil.
We learned that in our school from
He's
the practice.
Spilling the beans.
Yeah.
Question number 7. How many square meals a day make for a good day?
Four
square meals. Very good. 10 points.
Ten more points to
Sahil.
Three square meals.
Four square meals.
Yeah, me too.
A square is four corners, though. So.
When you want to say, this is question number 8. Good, not bad, I have to say, after a rocky start. When you want to say that you can't get something for nothing, you say there's no such thing as a what? There's no such thing as a... I know the grown-ups in the studio are like, we know the answer! Michael is dying to give the answer, right, Michael? he is, he's nodding. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Free lunch?
No,
never heard of it. Okay, question number, now you know. So if somebody wants to give you, you know, if somebody's offering you a deal that's too sweet, you'd be suspicious and you say, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Question number 9. When something is really expensive, you say it costs an arm and a...
Leg.
10 points to Anoush.
Oh my God, he's
finish
annoying.
This phrase. Oh no, question number 10. When you have to start over on a project or start from the beginning, you say it's back to the what? That is Anoush.
I think I know.
Back to... Okay, that is not correct. So 5 points from Anoush. Question passes to Sahil.
I think I know.
Pass.
Okay.
What was it again?
When you have to start over on a project, you say it's back to the...
Start?
No. 5 points from...
I really have 5 points.
It's back to the drawing board. Say it's
drawing
back to the
board.
Drawing board. Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you have to draw the thing again.
You have to start from scratch. You have to
make
the
blueprints.
Blueprints again. Correct. Question number 11. Finish this quote. The customer is always dancing, singing. The customer is always.
Conducting?
No. The customer is always... Question passes to Sahil. You want to take a chance?
Pass.
Ambrish?
Pass.
This you'll see this in many retail stores also. The customer is always right.
Oh.
The customer is always right. Question number 12. How many minutes is temporary fame?
How many minutes?
He has his dash minutes of fame. How many minutes? It's a phrase.
What do you mean?
How many minutes is temporary fame?
15.
15. Good job. 10 points to Sahil. Well done. Question number 13. Sahil is having his 15 minutes of fame right now.
Yeah.
Question number 13. When two people are very close, you say they are joined at this body part. They are joined at...
At the hip.
Exactly. Very good. At the hip, singular. And that is 10 points for Anoush. When a decision is really easy to make, you call this a know this. A body part, for a name for a body part that's required for thinking. A know this.
Wait. Pass.
Pass. Okay, 5 points from Navrish. Question passes to Anush.
5 points.
When a decision is really easy to make, you call this a know this.
No brainer.
No brainer. Very good. 5 points for Anush.
I thought it was brain.
You should have just said it. I would have given you the points. Question number 15. A task that can easily be accomplished is called a piece of
cake.
Now we have a cake. A piece of cake. 10 points to Anush.
Oh my God.
All right, we are coming to the end of our second round, which was American phrases. I think the kids did pretty well, all things considered. Well done. And we don't have a listener question. That will be announced at the end of our third round. So we're just going to go on a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out how the kids in the studio are doing. Ready, kids? Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, here with Sahil, Anush and Amrish. And we're ready to play our third round of our episode today. And the category is human body. But before we get there, let's check on our score. Sahil, how many points do you have?
I have 50 points.
Anush, how many points do you have?
Give me a second.
Okay, in the meantime, while Anush is counting his huge stash, let's check with Ambrish. How many points do you have?
I lost a lot of points. I only have 15.
No problem. We still have 15 questions. And how many points do you have now, Anush?
75.
Anush has 75, doing really well. But this is the human body round. So let's see how everybody does in that round. Ready for our first question?
Question
number one. What kind of cells destroy germs?
White cells.
White blood cells. I'll give you 10 points. White blood cells. All right. Question number two. Everybody ready? Hands on buzzers?
Yep.
To what system of the body do our lungs belong?
Ribs.
No, 5 points from you. Question passes to Sahil. To what system of the body do our lungs belong? You know, we have the digestive system, we have the endocrine system.
I know how it looks, but I don't know what it's called.
What system of the body? Sahil, we don't know, say pass.
Pass
to Ambrish.
Pass.
It's the respiratory system.
Oh, we learned about that in third grade.
We didn't learn about that.
Respiratory system.
How do you say
okay.
That? Respiratory.
Respiratory system.
R-E-S-P-I-R-A-T-O-R-Y. Thank you so
Ambrish,
much.
Ambrish, are you a spelling bee contestant?
No.
That sounded very professional. Okay, question number three. Now, there are three kinds of vessels that move blood around our body. One of them is arteries. The second one is capillaries. What is the third one?
I think it's veins.
Veins is right. 10 points to Ambrish. Okay, question number four. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
I don't want to do this before everybody's ready. When we breathe in, what gas do the lungs absorb from the air?
Oxygen
is right. 10 points to Anush. Question number five. Where in the body can you find the cerebellum?
What?
What is
cerebellum?
What is that?
If I told you, you wouldn't know.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, it's like Cinderella.
Okay, cerebrum. How about this? Cerebrum, cerebellum, cranium.
Cranium? Cookie.
Where does that cookie come from, Anush? Far from cookies. Where do you find the cerebellum, cerebrum, and the cranium in your body? No. It's the brain.
Wow. It's the brain. That's what helps you think.
What is cookie?
Question. Cookie? Where did the cookie from? We're talking about the human body. Okay. Question number six. This is getting out of control. Anush, did you have lunch before you came here? Did you have something to eat? Okay. Question number six. Sounds like he's hungry. Question number six. The hardest part of the body can be found in our mouths. What is it?
Oh, in your mouth. Sorry. Pass.
Oh, it's still 5 points. You can take a guess since you've already buzzed in. Too late. 5 points.
Wait.
Jaw.
Ooh, not your turn yet. It's Anush's turn.
Oh. Teeth.
Teeth. Tooth enamel. Correct. 5 points to Anush.
No, I got 30 points.
I didn't lose anything.
You didn't lose anything. Okay, question number seven. When your tonsils get swollen, you have a sore what?
Throat.
10 points to Sahil.
Almost.
Question number 8. There are 206 of what in the human body?
Bones.
Bones. 206 bones in the human body. Adult body. Did you know? Okay, Anush, follow-up question. Don't worry, no points for this. But do babies, do you think babies have less bones or more bones?
Same than bones.
No, they have more.
What?
Yes, babies have more bones than adults. Their bones fuse.
But they're smaller.
Yes,
they have smaller bones to fit their...
Now you can go and totally amaze your friends because babies have 300 bones.
Because if they have really big bones, then it would make them, you know, like more taller.
So many bones. So they have 94 bones?
They have extra bones, and their bones all get fused into single bones as they grow older.
Oh,
that's
that
why.
Makes sense.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense. That's really
That's why
scary.
Babies are really flexible.
And that's why babies are so scary.
You see them put their toes in their mouths. You can see how flexible their bodies are. Adult bodies are not that flexible because they have more long bones. Okay, question number 9. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Which organ pumps blood throughout the body?
Heart.
Heart is right. 10 points for Anu. She's doing well.
Yes, 100%.
Question number 10. The set of bones in our body that make the framework of the body is known as what collectively?
Ribs.
That is not correct. 5 points from Anush. Question passes to Sahil. The set of bones that together make the framework of the body is called?
Framework of the body.
Oh!
Framework of the body. Sahil?
Pass.
Pass. Ambrish?
Pass.
And Anush, you can answer it.
Vertebrae.
No!
It's vertebrae
together.
Is your back.
It's one.
It's
why the framework? It's a skeleton. Simple answer, not
that's
complicated.
The frame of the body.
Yeah, it's a frame of the body. Skeleton.
Mm. I was trying to find the word, but I didn't know the word.
Okay, like, question number 11. Ready? 5 more questions. What is the common name for the vertebral column? What is the
backbone?
Backbone. I'll accept it. I would have accepted spine as well. Good job. 10 points. Question number 12. Which part of the body helps to absorb the nutrients from food?
Pass.
That was Ambrish. She loses 5 points. Question passes to Anu.
Intestine?
Intestine is correct.
I didn't
Good
learn.
Job.
Intestine.
5 points to Anush.
Intestine.
Question number 13. If your temperature is 100 degrees Fahrenheit, what do you have?
A cold.
That is not correct. 5 points from Sahil.
No.
Question passes to Ambrish.
Pass.
Anush, take a chance. You have lots of points. If your temperature is 100 degrees Fahrenheit, what do you have?
Temperature
is 100
what?
Degrees Fahrenheit, or 101 degrees, or 102 degrees. What do you have? Okay, Anush says pass, so we're going to let Ambrish take a stab at it. Okay, go ahead.
Flu?
A fever. Okay.
I was so stupid to say cold.
Question. But if you could have a cold without having a fever, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I usually have colds. Question number 14. The skin is considered the largest organ in the body. What is the question?
Okay. I forgot.
Yeah, so 5 points from Anush for jumping the gun.
How do you jump a gun?
Yeah, I didn't ask that in the American phrases. I should have done that. Jumping the gun. Basically, you're
jumping
over
the gun.
Race,
you're jumping
starting
over
the race
gun.
Before the starter's gun.
Or skipping. Something.
No, jumping the gun basically means if you know how in a race the starter's gun has if you go ahead of the starter before he's shot, you start running.
I wonder what happened to the bullet.
Probably no, it's not the bullet. Starter's guns don't have bullets.
Oh.
Okay, the question was, the skin is considered the largest organ in the body. What is the second largest?
Liver?
Liver is right. Good job. Didn't he get disqualified for answering it too early?
Did I?
I took 5 points. Well, no, you take it back.
Aww.
No points. Only Sahil and Ambrish are supposed to answer that. So that disqualified the question. That's okay. Okay, for question number 15, I think you like this. The answer to this question, whether you know it or not. Where is the biggest muscle in the human body found? Anush.
In the head?
In the head. You have muscle in between your ears, Anush.
Oh.
No, that is not correct. Where is the biggest muscle in the human... Does the brain have muscle? No.
I think so.
No!
It doesn't?
No!
That sucks.
What is the biggest muscle in the human body? Where is it found? Okay. I'm now going to give you the an additional clue just for fun because it's the last question.
Yeah.
Its name is the Gluteus Maximus.
What?
Its name is the Gluteus Maximus. And you can see from the word Maximus that it's a
gelatin
big muscle.
Gelatin Maximus?
Gluteus Maximus.
Can I answer this?
You can answer this, no points. Yes, go for it. Go
no,
for
I
it, Anush.
No, I didn't ring my buzzer. I just wanted to know
yeah,
if I can answer.
Yeah, you can answer it.
I know, but I don't know the answer.
Oh. Then why did you ask if you could answer the question?
I think it's the... Oh, wait, no, that's only for fat. I thought it was like you're fat and you have like these giant muscles in your stomach.
No, but that's close. A lot of people have a lot of fat on their gluteus maximus, which is your bottom.
Oh, your bottom.
Yes.
It's your strongest muscle?
Not strongest, biggest.
Oh.
The strongest muscle. Okay, this is an extra question, no points, but do you know which the strongest muscle in your body is? Can you guess?
Your arms.
No.
Your head.
Mm-mm.
Your feet.
Mm-mm.
Your ears.
Keep going.
Your teeth.
No.
Your jaw.
Teeth is not just muscle. And
your
jaw is right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Your jaw is the strongest muscle, though there might be some, there's an argument to be made that the heart, because it pumps so much blood all the time, is also, because the heart is a muscle, by the way. But yes, most people consider the jaw the strongest muscle. You can imagine so much yakety yakking we do. We use it a lot, right? So it's really strong. More strong than
crocodiles.
Even people who do lots of push-ups.
Crocodiles have lots of
Okay, so we're going to take a break now. And when we come back from a break, we'll see how these excited kids in the studio are doing. As well as who was the winner and the listener question. So keep listening. We'll be back after a break. This is the Safari Quiz Show and your kids are going to give me their cheer. Jieja.
Sabal Kieja.
Hey, Anju, do you know any good...
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja.
Sabal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya with Sahil, Anush and Ambrish. Winding up the show for today by first checking on how everybody is doing with their scores and then it will be time for the listener question. So let's check in with the kids. Sahil, how many points do you have?
I have 65.
65 is a really good score. How about you, Anush?
I have 110.
Wow, Anush has 110 points. And how about you, Ambrish?
25.
Ambrish has 25, but that came at the expense of a lot of guesses, so we have a lot of respect for her, so a little on the air salute to our guesser Ambrish.
Woo!
And a big round of applause for our winner Anush. Yay!
Yay!
Time for a listener question. Remember, this is not a live show, so please don't call into the studio. This is a recorded show, so we are going to have you send us an email to safariquizshow@gmail.com. But here's the catch. As soon as I'm done asking the question, you have 30 minutes, just 30 minutes to get to the computer and send us an email if you think you know the answer. Just 30 minutes. And our email again is safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you have any other thoughts, feedback, please remember that's the email to reach us. And if you want to register, it's safarikidca.com and look for the Safari Quiz button in the homepage. All right, with that, here's our listener question. Where is the smallest bone in the body found? Where is the smallest bone in the body found? And you have 30 minutes starting now. With that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu and the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.